Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Howdy everyone, Dr. Tarun Agarwal here. And this week on episode 172 of the T-Bone Speaks podcast, we're going to talk about going through a practice professional divorce with Dr. Jen Kerwin from Kansas. As always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Meredith Cooper. That's what I'm going to call you today, Meredith Cooper.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I have a review for everyone. The subject line on this one says, "Love me some T-Bone." He's entertaining, direct, to the point. Immediately, this podcast is phenomenal. Download it, tell your friends, and if they don't download it themselves, steal their phone and do it for them. Did you find somebody to post that?
I think I posted that myself, to be quite honest with you. Who was that?
Arlo04.
Arlo04, I love you. If you're a woman, you're my new favorite girlfriend. If you're a man, you're my new bra, man.
Okay? Yeah.
So let's talk about what's going on in the world of 3D this week.
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys all an update. So this weekend, we are again with a double course. I don't know why we keep doing this.
Well, I mean, you keep saying yes to me.
So I have one course. We have Dr. Aaron Elliott. We will be in Phoenix for a sold out Sleep One, probably our biggest course yet.
Yeah, I think so. We should have about 80 people at that course in Phoenix. We'll be doing it at the Dental Success Network Training Center with Dr. Mark Costas. He was generous enough to allow us to use his place. So I want to say a shout out to him and thank you.
And then we also, here in Raleigh, we have our oral sedation training, which is just one of the best classes.
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing to see.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we have some spots left for that class, and I want to talk to everybody about oral sedation. If you are not offering some level of sedation in your practice, you are truly missing out. It's not to be scared of. It's not going to bring crazy patients to your practice. In fact, we use it more on our regular everyday patients than we do on high fear patients. So if you want and you're able to come in this weekend, we'd love to have you. Just contact Meredith or go on the website. We don't do discounts. Just, I know what you're already thinking. And then, or we'll have another course this fall. If you want to have that, if you want to register for that, we'd love to see you.
And another opportunity we have coming up this month is, which a lot of people have been talking about, is our case acceptance seminar, the business of dentistry, and that's called The Next. We'll be in Nashville at the end of the month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Nashville. February 28th, and just outside Nashville in Franklin, Tennessee, myself and Sully Sullivan are going to be doing a case acceptance seminar, and we're going to walk people through our four steps to proper and sustainable case acceptance. Step one is focused on diagnosis. What can we do to help our patients see and help ourselves see to be able to diagnose better? Step two is influential communication, how we help and move our patients to want more of the treatment that they need. Step three is firm financial arrangements, how we create a financial menu and different ways to help patients afford the dentistry that we want them and they need. And then step four is how do we start scheduling ourselves to make it easier for patients to come in our schedule without creating chaos everywhere and be able to help increase the number of larger cases that we do. So we're super excited. I'm super excited about doing that seminar, and I hope to see more of you there. Again, that's February 28th in Nashville, Tennessee. To get more information, visit 3D-dentists.com. And a side note, that seminar is greatly underpriced. It works out to be about $300 a person. If you're the dentist coming alone, I think we charge you like $3,000 to come alone. But if you come as a dentist and four team members, it's only $1,500.
Yeah. So one last thing in our 3D world is we just wrapped up my birthday weekend celebrating our dental implant continuum. And our next two sessions are all wrapped into that. So it is sold out, but we do have a couple spots left for our sessions later this year.
Yeah. So the digital implant continuum is about those people that are not in implant dentistry, but want to get in using digital technologies, regardless of what brand of cone beam or what brand of digital impression system you have. This program is fantastic. It includes live patients, hands-on and didactic training. So with all that being said, all those sales pitches, Meredith, you know, somebody's got to pay for this podcast, right? I'm tired of it coming out of my pocket.
We are sponsored by 3D Dentists.
So let's get to episode 172, going through a practice divorce with Dr. Jen Kerwin in Kansas. All right. We're joined by Jennifer Kerwin of Leavenworth, Kansas, home of a very large prison. How do you like that?
I love it.
Am I telling the truth?
That's what we're known for. Actually, the truth is there are probably four or five prisons there.
There's jails, prisons. There's a NASCAR racetrack.
Thank you. I feel so.
And a military base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're making me feel really good about where I come from.
That's awesome. Are you kidding me? I went to dental school not too far from there, so I'm very familiar.
That's right.
With it.
That's right.
So,
Yeah. It's a military town mostly because it's a war college town. So everybody, who is all of the officers in the military have to go through there. These are our biggest leaders. This is where Colin Powell went through. This is where, all the generals, the top generals come through. So it's really kind of cool because you get to meet a lot of these families that their spouses are moving and shaking our country and protecting our country. So, well, pretty cool.
How'd you end up there?
Interesting. I went to college not too far from there at Benedictine in Atchison, Kansas on a tennis scholarship.
And where?
Benedictine in Atchison, Kansas. Okay. Yeah, that's where I met my husband. And again, tennis was my sport that took me there on a full ride scholarship.
So I should have played with you this weekend.
I would have kicked your rear end.
You don't know that.
I kind of do.
I know I'm a little bit bigger, but I get moving.
I've lost once, and I was in labor.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I can't. Well, I look like I'm going to go into labor.
It's the only time my husband has ever beat me was I was in labor. So that's a true story. I ended up joining the Army when I was in undergrad, and so I had a commitment, but I got an educational delay, went to Creighton.
Yeah, in Omaha.
Mm-hmm, in Omaha, same place as Aaron Elliott. And then went and did my my active duty time, and my last duty station was Fort Leavenworth.
Oh, wow.
So
stuck around.
I didn't ever plan to. It just ended up being kind of a little...
Was your husband in the military as well?
No, he was not. No, I ended up having four children during that time period. That's a lot. They're all teenagers right now, which is a kind of a death sentence, but it's actually a lot of fun.
Well, I have a 13-year-old, so I kind of know what you're talking about.
You understand. But he is a stay-at-home dad still with them. So, yeah. But anyway, I ended up at Fort Leavenworth, and I ended up meeting a wonderful pediatric dentist there. And, gosh, it just kind of – I was going to open my own practice, but he invited me to – create a adult part
within.
He said that the pediatric moms, the patients' moms, were always asking him if he could treat them. And so it just made sense. He was prior service military, and it just was this awesome powerhouse combination. So we remodeled. I took on the general dentistry side, created it within the practice, and then he had a thriving pediatric practice too. So, yeah, it was.
It was the right opportunity, right city.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you don't and you know, I hear from so many dentists that well, at least the dentists coming out of school, they all want to live in major metro areas.
Yeah.
But I always say to them, the real money and the real opportunities are about 45, on average, 45 to 75 minutes outside of a major metro area.
Yes.
And I think Leavenworth fits into that
ballpark. It's a bedroom community to Kansas City, and it's just right outside, about 20 minutes from the airport, 20 minutes from the city limits. And so it really, for me, is a honey hole because I like being a big fish in a little pond. Mm-hmm. I really thought I wanted to go to Kansas City, but you know, I don't have to fight traffic. It's wonderful.
You don't have to fight other dentists?
No.
Or as many of them?
No, yeah. Not at all, actually. Everybody, we all, in my town, we all really support each other too. There's a lot of really great dentists in my town, so.
Well, you had mentioned Erin Elliott, so while you did mention her, let's get a quick plug in.
Sure.
But you are here, spend 4 days with her at our Sleep One and Sleep Two program.
Yes.
How'd you meet Erin?
I met Erin through Mommy Dentists and Business. It's a Facebook group.
They won't let me in.
Yes. I don't know why.
I'm going to get the ACLU and I'm going to sue them.
It's kind of weird. Well, we are prejudiced. You do have to have the right parts, but and a baby.
I'm in transition.
You are? You identify as?
That's the word.
You identify as. Okay, produce a baby
I can get
and
a note.
You can join.
I have three. I can, and I got one. Look, I got one in here.
You're scary. Sorry.
So you met Erin online.
I did. Okay. I did. I'll be honest with you. I had taken a course through Spear actually on sleep, and it really just opened my eyes to this whole world, and I couldn't unknow what I knew now then, and it really just made me feel like I've got to do something about, you know.
Can you help your patients?
Yes.
And help you practice.
And I went back and just looked at everybody, especially all the kids, so differently. And anyway, I started all of a sudden getting all of these referrals from ENTs and other doctors in the area. I didn't seek out about getting an appliance made, but I really just didn't feel like I had enough information to feel confident to do it. The information that was presented to us was really great. It just wasn't, Erin put it in a recipe for us. And so the way she presented it really made it easy to follow, broken down. And I'm leaving. I did her 101 course, and I'm in the middle of the level 2, which was kind of a big jump. But for me, this is such an awesome, I wouldn't call it a refresher because I feel like I've really cemented the information. Yeah. And she presents just so beautifully. And she's so funny.
We're so fortunate to have her. You know, here's what I would say. She stole my workflow. But
so you get the credit.
No. We've worked really hard together to really build a program that is about putting sleep into action.
Yes.
Sleep apnea therapy into action.
Yes, and successfully.
And so Spear does a phenomenal job of giving a lot of science and a lot of information. And, but I think what we have seen with a lot of people that have come, not just from Spear programs, but other sleep apnea programs, especially the AADSM type programs, is that people struggle to put into action how to involve their team, how to help make it affordable, how to get the hygienist on board, how to, you know, all the little steps, you know, that really are successful, that make practices successful with implementation. That's really where we focus. That's why it's called Sleep One Implementation.
Yes.
And then Sleep Two is about the next level. It's about dealing with complications, dealing with, you know, just more knowledge so that you're more confident.
And pediatrics.
And pediatrics. Mm-hmm. And I think that might really fit into your ball game.
Yes. You know, I think anybody can talk about sleep, but the way that these courses have been geared towards the entire team, sometimes I sit in courses that are for the entire team, but I always kind of feel like they're not really talking to me. They're really kind of have it put in a way that's really for my assistant. So I'm always feeling just kind of like a support role. This is different because what you realize through this is that you have to find your sleep champion, which is the person that does this for you within your practice.
That owns it
for you. And doctors need to just get out of the way. And that's really my take home, because I tend to get way too involved in things and want to be micromanaging in there, because I don't know if you know this, but dentists are like that.
No, well, I don't know. I am so like that, or was so like that.
No, but that's what's been wonderful for me, is because I can visualize now my person who I want to take over all of that. So I think it's exciting to me. I bought my equipment that I need, yes, and invested. My team's excited. So I think it's going to be a blast. And I feel good. Like, I left the first course back in February scared. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what to do. Like,
overwhelmed.
Yes.
So much information.
Very overwhelmed. And then when these DME, which durable medical equipment prescriptions, started coming in for me to make this, mm-hmm. I thought, I don't really know what to do.
Which one do I choose? Where do I put the bite?
There's just
all these things, right?
Too much floating around, and now
how do I bill medical? How do I, all these questions?
I had no clue. But that's how I met Erin. It was that on this mommy site, I finally got so overwhelmed. I reached
out for help.
I posted, and somebody, actually many people, continued to recommend her, and so then I messaged her.
They don't ever mention my name in this.
I don't know if you. I thought it was a steak.
Yeah, possibly.
We're talking about
possibly. But you know, that hurts my feelings. Just so you know.
But I will tell you, the brand that you created, 3D Dentist, was definitely mentioned, which is really good.
No, I'm somewhat joking.
Somewhat, not completely. It was not really joking.
No, not at all. Not at all. But you know, so well. Thank you for your support. My children appreciate it. It helps support all the stuff you see here. And so we greatly appreciate it. But I do think one last point, and then we'll get back to really what I want to talk about.
Sure.
Is I think one of the things that separates us is that, and I've got to give Erin all the credit on this, is that we support our people afterwards. We have our private Facebook group that you can come in and ask very specific questions. And then even outside of that, even non-attendees through the mommy dentist group and all of that, we really focus on making sure people do well with this.
Yeah.
So you guys have mommy dentists. Mm-hmm. My wife has physician purse club or something like that. So when she has a problem, like my daughter broke four of her fingers a couple of weeks ago. And so she got the x-rays from, whatever x-rays we had taken. And she said, I went online and posted it in the mommy purse club, the physician purse club group. And I'm like, oh, my God.
And I knew what to do.
It's so you guys have that. And my wife has the purse group. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what stood out to me and when we were talking, and, mm-hmm. and there's so much more about you that I would love to talk about, your clinical skills, how great you are clinically,
you know,
the work that you're doing, but what stuck out to me that I really want to focus on is your practice story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were alluding to earlier. You joined a pediatric dentist. You built a general dentist portion within this.
Mm-hmm.
Were you an associate at the time?
For a few years, and then I became a partner.
Okay, so then you became equal 50-50
mm-hmm.
partners.
Mm-hmm. And then I rocked it.
Yeah, of course.
I was doing so much better than him.
So, well, let me ask you, on a side note, my wife's going to beat me this year. And it hurt. I'm proud. Don't get me wrong, okay? But there's a little bit of an ego crush there.
Yeah.
Do you think he had that?
Oh, yes. We made no bones about our competitive nature.
There's a difference in being competitive and then having your ego hurt and being a little bit bitter about it.
No, I don't think he was ever bitter. Okay. I mean, we both kind of cheered each other on.
That's
we were
good.
Really great partners, but it was always like, ha, ah, I beat you this year. But then I think with as much cosmetic dentistry as I was doing, it's really hard for pedo to keep up with that, but
my wife always says I get $80 at a time and you get $10,000 at a time.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a lot of RPEs, to keep up with. But.
So, okay. So you had this good partnership.
I had a great
You're
partnership.
50-50 partners. Yes. And so I'll just let you take it over. So tell me what happened.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Well, so my partner decided he needed to retire, and it was pretty quickly that he had decided to. He, I think, was having some health issues at that point and had been in dentistry for so long. And I had first right of refusal, but I was still paying my half of, you know, my side off, so I couldn't take it. Anyway, he brought on another partner very, very quickly, sold his half to someone, and it was very difficult because I thought it was going great. I had full 100% confidence and hopes in his decision. I got to be a part of the decision, of course, but about 4 months into it, just out of the blue, Jen, can I talk to you for a second outside? Sure. Yeah, I want to split. I want to take my patients and open my own practice down the street. And I'm learning from my mistakes. I didn't have.
We all learn from our mistakes.
Oh, so radius claws is one of them. Yeah. But anyway, he's successful.
But he's a pediatric dentist?
He's a pediatric dentist down the street.
So is there really a competition there? But well, a lot of that probably feeds your practice.
It does. And here's why. Because this brand, I think this was the hardest thing for me is that, and also my current, my old partner, because he still comes to me as his dentist. And I think it really just hurts his feelings. When you, I mean, imagine someone taking over this 3D dentist that you have created, that you have fed, nurtured, changed everything and put your blood, sweat, and tears into. And that was our brand. So he was called something different. And when I came on board, we named our practice the Smile Center. And it grew into this beautiful thing. And then to have somebody
rip it apart,
it was so hard.
Were things not going well for you too?
Well, so no, things were going really, really well as far as I think the practice was doing really well. But I mean, there's so much that now that got broken open, now I realize where there were problems.
Yeah, you're peeling the onion back.
You do.
You look back through the retrospective scope.
You look back and go, wow.
How did I not see this?
How did I not see that coming? Yeah. But I was so, I just had rose-colored glasses on, and I was just so ready to have this new partner and get going. And I was terrified because my rock was leaving.
How long ago was this?
This was in November of 2016 was the final
split.
So about
3 years ago.
It was. However, in 2014 is when he told me he was leaving. So we had to stay in the same house.
Oh, wow. Wait, let me back up. So, God, this is horrible.
It is awful. So this is being...
So 5 years ago, you got the news out of the blue.
Out of
bam,
the blue.
Band-aid ripped off.
But it doesn't work that way. A divorce in a practice is a lot harder, messier, and more expensive than a partnership. I believe that, and I learned that. And so it wasn't as if he could just leave, and you can't pick up a chair and move it or whatever. And
yeah, but you guys own it equal.
Yes,
equal.
We own it equal. So try splitting that up. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was so his and hers furniture, and so then I bought all.
It's literally like a divorce.
It was exactly like
Not
a divorce.
That I've ever experienced
and then you're
that,
living in the same house in a divorce, and then you have the kids
for two more years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was like more like 18 months, really. Yeah. But then you have the kids, which are the assistants and the hygienists, going, well, we don't want to go with him. We want to stay with you. And I'm like, you can't stay with me because you belong to him. And it was really, really hard.
These are all the things we don't even think about.
No,
right?
You don't. Because you really
don't. I never thought about that. Right?
You really don't. And it just, I mean, all the way down to just TVs and video cable. I mean, it just gets to the point where you're like, I don't care. I don't care. I just want it over with. Yeah. So when it ended, I just did that was the day I came home and opened up a bottle of Dom Perignon. I did. And I was like, it's over. It's done. My husband and I celebrated. And because I realized we were not a good match. And
what did this do to you financially?
Financially, actually, I thought I was going to do really, really well. But because I was in a military town and I was treating all of these military families, that was my bread and butter. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I was doing really well. So I went ahead and took out a working capital loan. I did a great big renovation of, not renovation, a design and mm-hmm. lay, just revamped everything. He took the old chairs and actually didn't even use them and got rid of them, I believe. Which is just, to me, hurtful. And then so I bought all new pediatric chairs, so my practice has one wing that's pedo and one wing that's adult.
And you were doing the pediatrics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I had basically a residency with him, and so I was very comfortable treating children. I love treating kids, and since I have like 8,000 kids in my
own. So you were
kind of
like, you were starting over with a smaller, yeah. I guess you had a patient base.
Yeah, but here's the worst part. I had an associate. We shared an associate. And in that divorce,
how do you split that?
So her production gets, I know, it's hard. So her production would get split. And we shared her. And through the divorce, we lost her too.
So, okay. So now, I'm not trying to make this convoluted or complicated.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's okay.
You couldn't buy your partner out because you weren't ready.
Right. Okay. Financially.
And then you had this divorce, personal divorce, a professional divorce.
Yes.
So that probably had some financial setback with it.
$250,000.
That had a financial setback to it. So now you're in more debt
mm-hmm.
and you don't mm-hmm. have equipment.
Mm-hmm. And no, that bought the equipment.
Okay, that bought the equipment.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
That bought the
equipment. So you had to do a renovation. So mm-hmm. now you bought the equipment.
Yes.
There you go. All right. So now things are looking up.
Things are looking up. Things are looking really up. And I'm super excited because I have the name, I have the brand, and I have the reputation. He's only been in town a few mm-hmm. months, so it doesn't. Right. I didn't think anything of it. But I think the hardest part was within, I believe it was maybe a few months later, the military insurance changed mm-hmm. from MetLife to United Concordia, and the reimbursement was below Medicaid. And there was no way I could do, I think it ended up being like six fillings in the same time it took me to do one in order to make ends meet. And so I lost 50% of my practice right then and there. And just hanging on by a shoestring, I honestly give it 1,000% up to my God and the Lord, because I was such a control freak driving it that I finally just gave up and said, this is for you, this isn't for me, and just do what you're going to do with it, and I'll ride along. And I honestly believe that me giving up that control, I never missed a beat. Mm-hmm. I never missed a beat. Patients from the town were waiting to get mm-hmm. in, and I didn't even know it. I didn't know.
Because you had, all this stuff was taken up all the time.
Because my military families, which I love and I miss, they were so wonderful. That's all I was booking. And so now I have this really well-rounded practice that feeds everybody. And so since then, I went through some really hard times too. I really had to do some gut, really big
Did you ever want to give up?
Yes. Yes.
Did you want to sell?
Yes, I wanted.
Did bankruptcy ever come into the picture?
Almost. Yeah, almost.
How do you overcome all of this? Okay, so let me back up. I'm sorry. Let me set the stage here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, look, I have so much respect for mommies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and professional working mommies, for sure. So listen, you've got a practice loan. You mm-hmm. unexpectedly had to take on $250,000. Mm-hmm. You lost half your practice, mm-hmm. essentially. And then 6 months in, you lost a military contract or insurance, basically, that was non-viable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a mother. You have four children. I'm not trying to.
It's a little bit.
So how do you not say, okay, I'm going to sell. I'm just going to go work for somebody.
I really think I can. I mean, yeah. But I guess really failure wasn't an option.
Okay.
And I had to really rely on the support of my husband to just make me get out of bed in the morning. I went through a pretty darn serious time of depression, big time, and didn't want to get out of bed.
How long did that last?
I would say probably a good year and a half, almost 2 years, because I was working so hard, I felt like just to have to have let people have a job, and I didn't want to let them down. I didn't want to let my family down. And as the breadwinner, you know, I had so many mouths to feed and depend on, and I knew that the option was not to quit. I'd been through too much in my life, even from a young kid, to quit now. And I was living my dream, which was a nightmare.
Right. Well, it turned into a nightmare. It did. Temporarily.
It did.
But it doesn't feel temporarily at the time, does it?
No, it feels unending. And I had just a great team that supported me. I had a great husband. I have a great husband that supported me. He's my starter husband. It's only been 24 years. Yeah. So I tell him that, you're my starter husband. No, and our kids were 15, 13, 11, and 9 at the time. So it was a lot. And that's a busy time.
Oh, my God.
Think about your obligations.
I have 9, 11, and 13, yeah. So I get it.
You know, people were telling me you can't take time away from your practice. You just need to work. You need to work. And I believe, too, that you do need to have an associate to help reap some of those benefits of being a practice owner. I really feel like when you're just a single, I was just making money to make ends meet. And so I was building it back up and building the reputation. And, you know, I got lots of those patients back from the pediatric specialist that wanted to come back. And, I just kept my nose to the grindstone and just kept going and just buried myself in continuing education and just continued to do good dentistry, to do honest, good work. And I think that that spoke for itself, I guess. And I'm still here. There were days I didn't want to be here anymore, but I'm still here. So
things are back and better than ever?
Things are so freaking good. I hired an awesome associate about 6 months ago. He's just doing phenomenally well. Patients love him. And I can pee during the middle of the day now because I have help. So I have 3 hygienists. I never let...
I just carry a bottle around.
I've got a bag. no, I never had to let any of my people go. And I think that was hard because I thought I was going to have to. Because overhead for your, for payroll is the hardest thing, right? And so never missed a beat. I still have that debt. Yeah, I'm still paying that off. But it's all coming around, and I think I'm more excited than ever about where my practice is going because I feel like I've got this direction now.
And the associate buys you time.
And the associate buys me time.
And space and margin in your schedule.
And I'm always worried. I mean, I think you're always waiting for the other foot to fall sometimes, but you can't live like that. You know, I don't know. I hope my associate is happy. I hope he wants to stay. I hope I'm creating a nurturing environment and being a good mentor. I love teaching. I love sharing knowledge, but you can't live wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. You know what I mean? Or you'll miss it today.
Well, I want to thank you for being so open because you shared a lot of stuff that, you know, but in the world of fake book and the fake influencer grammars, Instagram people, not enough people are open about depression. And as a husband to a psychiatrist who suffers from depression, has suffered from bouts of depression that are serious and ongoing depression that I take medication for, not enough people talk about the tough times.
Yeah.
You know, and there are times where I'm guilty of that as well. And the times that we want to give up or the times that we feel like, you know, we down on ourselves, like, how the hell did I let this happen?
Yeah. Right.
You know, and how am I going to get back out of this? And, you know, what do I do? How do I show my face in the community? And, you know, all the things that nobody talks about.
Well, we're not honest with ourselves because we're constantly comparing ourselves with everybody else. And now that it is so out there, that information on Instagram as you swipe just makes each case you look at makes you feel, oh, I'm not doing that. Oh, my gosh, I'm not doing that. Oh, my gosh, that's so...
And we never take the perspective, the context of the person doing it.
For sure.
Is it the only filling they did all day long? You know, did they get paid $800 for that filling?
Exactly.
Because I got paid $108, you know?
I can only compare myself to what I was yesterday. And that's kind of my goal is just to each day become better at my craft and my skills. And otherwise, I'm just an over-glorified construction worker.
With mechanics.
Exactly. A pothole, I dig potholes and I fill them. You know what I mean? But I think that it's real dangerous because especially the new dentists that are coming out now, I feel like are so connected to the to Instagram and
Facebook.
And yes, and it's no different than when I was 13 looking at
MySpace?
17 magazine, right? I'm dating myself a little bit. No, but you know, can't.
CompuServe, AOL, you've got mail.
Dial up.
Yeah. You know, CDs in the magazines.
Right.
To install AOL. All right, if we could look back.
Yes.
Okay. What advice or what would you tell somebody that you've learned from this experience that some people should look out for or understand?
Get a good attorney.
When? Before? After?
I think really I learned that I was way too emotional about my decisions and that just believing in something isn't a good business model.
Right.
That's really where I learned some tough love in business and that, you know, you really do need to take the emotion out of it when making those decisions. And it's not a negative Nancy prenuptial agreement that, you know, what if when we divorce? But I did learn some really hard lessons, even with my partnership agreement with my my prior partner. When we went to split, there were things in the partnership agreement that I didn't even realize were in there that I didn't do my homework on. And so I learned that I was making decisions that were based on emotion and excitement and all of that. And I've learned to really kind of put my big girl pants on and have a better perspective. And I feel much more prepared for the future and those business decisions now. And I don't take things as seriously anymore either.
Good for you. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank
I know
you.
You're doing beautiful work.
Thank you.
You need to put yourself out there a little bit more. Okay.
Thank you.
People should learn from you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. So how can our audience get in touch with you?
Audience can get in touch with me by emailing me,
okay.
J. Kirwan, KIRWANDDS, at gmail.com.
Not AOL?
No, it's not AOL. No.
And then probably can get in touch with you through all the social media chains.
And through all the social media chains on Instagram and Facebook. And
Facebook.
MySpace. No, what do you call it? Spacebook.
Let's call it Spacebook.
Yes. So
best of luck to you.
Thank you for giving
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for
And thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Oh, give me a hug.